各位弟兄，几处的经文，第一处约翰福音第十三章。
Let's first turn to a few sections of the Bible. John chapter 13 first.
约翰福音十三章三十四节、三十五节。
John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
我们再翻到约翰一书第三章。约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to now 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3.
我们从十一节读到二十节。
We'll read from verses 11 through 20.
我说我们把它读到最后一节好了，把它读完。
Instead, let's finish the chapter.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Not as Cain, who was of the evil one and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。主为我们舍命。
Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?
小子们啊，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
We will know by this that we are of the truth, and will assure our heart before him.
我们心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切的事没有不知道的。
And whenever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
亲爱弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
And whenever we ask,We receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们命令彼此相爱。
This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。
The one who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. This concludes our Bible reading for now. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你又一次能够一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you for once again gathering us before your throne.
每一次我们聚在你跟前，我们的心真是愿意来寻求你自己的面。
Every time we gather here, our hearts truly desire to seek your face.
你也真是向我们仰脸。
And you turn your face toward us.
好，叫我们在这里寻你的面的时候，就被我们寻见。
And those that come to seek you will be found by you.
我们一同借着你的话，再次向我们说话。
Once again, through your word, you speak to us.
巴不得你的话真是在圣灵启示光中来把你自己的心意更多说在我们心中。
That by the revelation of the Spirit, through your word, that you would speak your will into our hearts.
好，叫我们这些被称为神的儿女们知道如何生活在你面前。
That those of us who are your children would know how to live before you.
借着我们生活来见证我们主的确是住在我们里面。
And by the way we live, we would testify that you abide in us.
好，叫荣耀更多归给你。
And give more glory to you.
因早晨我们一同等候仰望在你面前的时候。
And this morning, as we gather to seek you,
我们更是需要你宝血来遮盖我们。
We truly need your precious blood to cover us.
因为我们只有带着个残缺，不过完全的心，一同仰望在你面前。
Because we can only bring this incomplete heart before you.
好，叫我们因着主耶稣基督的血，我们仍然能够坦然无惧来到你施恩座前。
And only by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ can we come with confidence before your throne.
你恩待，反而到你面前属乎你的儿女们。
Be gracious to all of your children, all those belong to you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想和 ANT 和弟兄姊妹继续来交通约翰一书。
I'd like to continue to share with the brothers and sisters, the book of First John.
我们上次说到，我们被称为神的儿女，是在我们和神所有关系当中是最尊贵、最宝贵的一个关系。
Last time we shared that our relationship with the Lord, as His children, was the most precious.
因为这关系不是一种外面的关系。
Because this relationship wasn't just an outward one.
这种关系是说到我们和神之间是一个生命的关系。
But it tells us that our relationship with the Lord is one of life.
因为我们是从他而生的，我们是他的儿女，他把生命赐给了我们。
Because we were born from God, and He has given His life to us.
并且我们知道我们这些神的儿女我们是有一个荣耀盼望的一般人。
And because we know that as God's children, we are this people filled with this glorious hope.
因为当有一天主再来显现的时候，我们要得见他的身体，我们要身体要改变，向他得到一个荣耀的身体。
Because when he returns one day, our bodies will be transformed into glorious bodies.
最终他把我们带到荣耀里面。
And in the end, He will bring us into glory with Him.
我们知道这一切都是靠着主耶稣基督所完成的救赎所带给我们的恩典。
We know that all these things are the grace accomplished through the salvation that He has prepared for us.
这是神对人最大爱的一个表现。
And this is the greatest representation of God's love to us.
而现在使徒约翰告诉我们。
But here now, the Apostle John tells us.
我们怎样借着我们的生活把我们作为神儿女这个身份把它显明出来。
How can we demonstrate our sonship through the way we live?
把我们身份，我们的那个 status.
Our status as sons.
借着我们身份，借着我们生活来见证我们的确是神的儿女。
That through our lives we can testify that we are the children of God.
而这种生活呢，就是主耶稣在登山宝训里面所讲的那一种生活。
And this is the life that the Lord Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount.
当我们读马太福音五章到第七章的时候，
When we read Matthew chapter 5 through 7,
以前我们曾经和弟兄姊妹交通登山宝训。
I had shared previously with the brothers and sisters about the Sermon on the Mount.
当我们交通读到那些话的时候，我们常常有个问题说，谁能过这样的生活呢？
When we read the Sermon on the Mount, we may have this question: Who can live this life that
这样高的境界的一种生活，谁能够活出来呢？
Such a high and spiritual life, who can live that?
的确，没有一个人能够活出主上帝所说的那种生活的光景。
And truly, no one can. Live that life that the Lord Jesus.
只有主耶稣自己，神的儿子才能活出那样光景出来。
And truly, only Lord Jesus, the Son of God, could live that life that He.
那么为什么主还对人有对那些门徒们，或者说相信他的人，还有这样高的要求呢？
Then why does Lord Jesus have such a high demand of His disciples now?
我们感谢神，当我们去读登山宝训的时候，
We thank the Lord that when we read the Sermon on the Mount,
特别在五六七章三章里面，
especially in chapter 5, 6 and 7, those three chapters.
一句话一再出现，出现有17次之多。
And this one phrase repeats multiple times, 17 times.
在那一再提到说，你们的天父，你们的天父，你们的父。
It says, your heavenly father, your heavenly father, your father.
在这里，主让我们看见，主对他，对，所说的对象，那些人乃是有，他们乃是天父的儿女。
So it tells us that his audience is those people who have the sonship from God, who are his God's children. They have this life from heaven. They are God's children.
So we see that the way that we live is only God's children.
So the life that the Lord Jesus talks about can only be lived by those who have God's life in them. Even though we are incomplete, how can we live this life?
从神话里面让我们看见, 只要我们一同在主的面前有追求,
as long as we have this desire to pursue after the Lord, the Lord will continue to work in our lives. As long as we learn to be faithful to this life, to learn to abide in the Lord, then very naturally the Lord's life will exhibit itself in us. And that life will testify that we are God's children.
So, in 使徒约翰第三章里面, 他告诉我们神的儿女有两方面的生活.
And so, in John chapter 13, he says that there are.
Yeah, 使徒第三章.
First John chapter 3, there are two parts of this life.
约翰一书第三章, 说到神儿女两种生活的情形.
There are two aspects of the life.
一个就是行义的生活,
one is to do righteousness.
一个是彼此相爱的生活,
and the second is to love one another.
所以使徒说行义的才是义人.
So John says only one who practices righteousness is righteous.
我们知道我们被称为义人不是靠着我们的行为.
And we know that we are considered righteous not by the deeds that we do.
乃是相信主耶稣基督我们就被神称义,
we are justified by the Lord, and then we become righteous.
所以只有个义人,
because only a righteous person can live a righteous life.
先知以赛亚, 在64章有句话告诉我们,
so in Isaiah, there is this verse.
他说罪人不洁净的人, 他所行的义在神面前, 神看都是一个污秽的衣服.
So for all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment.
所以我们看见一个不义的人，一个罪人，他里面所有不过是一个罪的生命，是一个不义的生命.
So for a sinner, their life is unclean.
因为在我们里面没有良善.
Because in us, there's.
所以一个义人，他不可能有一个义的生活。一个不义的人不可能有一个义的生活.
So an unrighteous person cannot have a righteous life.
所以使徒他告诉我们说，行义的才是一个义人。
So the apostle tells us that only a righteous person can live.
借着我们的行公义的生活来见证我们的确是神所称义的一个人。
And only by doing the deeds of righteousness can we testify.
因为这个义的生命，这个不犯罪的生命已经在我们里面了。
Because this new life, one that does not commit sin, is.
所以我们才有可能活出那个义的生活来。
And therefore, then we can only then live out a
righteous life.
So he says, God is righteous.
就是说主也是借着行义来说明他是一个义人.
And it also means that by his works of righteousness, he
can be justified.
We know that our Lord, when he was, Lord Jesus, when he was born,
但他借着他在地上的生活，写明他是一个义人.
But by his righteous deeds on earth, he testified that he was
righteous.
And so he demonstrated that he had this righteous life within him.
那什么是行义呢?
So what does it mean to do?
我想行义不单是只是外面一个不犯罪的生活，一个公义的生活.
Not only, I think it's not only just living a life not doing sin.
行义乃是说到他做对的事，乃是站在遵行神的旨意.
The good things that he does is also in accordance to God's will.
他在行神所要做的事情.
He does what God the Father
wanted
him to do.
所以希伯来书在那里也告诉我们.
So Hebrews also tells us.
我们知道主耶稣他是义的，他是一个完全的.
We know that the Lord Jesus was righteous and he was complete.
但希伯来书第二章, 他告诉我们说呢, 他因着受苦难呢,
in Hebrews chapter 2, it says, he
因受苦难,
through his suffering, he was made perfect.
所以说呢,是借着他地上受了苦难来显明他是一个义的, 显明他是一个完全的。
The things he experienced testify that he was a righteous person and perfect.
这个完全呢,他原文里面有意思就是说,行了所有的要求,然后能够适合一个职分。
This word complete or perfect meant that he fulfilled all of the conditions.
就是他成为那个义的,成为完全的,能够来进那个,能够完成了神救赎的工作。
So that he was whole and complete and could fulfill God's work of salvation.
希伯来书第五章也告诉我们说呢，他虽然是神的儿子，
Hebrews chapter 5 also tells us that even though he was God's son,
但是他是借着苦难，借着受苦来学习顺服。
So although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
我们知道主耶稣他里面就是一个顺服的生命。
We know that our Lord Jesus in him was his life of obedience.
他怎么样显明他是一个顺服的一个人呢？
How did he demonstrate that he was an obedient person?
是借着神所量给他的环境，他这么受苦，他好像这么学顺服，是借着这些许多环境显明他是一个顺服的人。
The Lord put him through all these circumstances and all the suffering, and it, through overcoming them, he showed that he was obedient.
所以同样，我们这些神的儿女，我们被神称义的一般人。
Likewise, all of us who are the Lord's children,
一个义的生命已经在我们里面了。
The life of righteousness has already been
set. 本来完全生命已经住在我们里面了。
The perfect life of Christ is already.
现在就是借着我们的生活把它显明出来，来见证我们的确是神所称义的人。
Now, through the way we live, we have to testify that this life is within.
来说明我们的确得着是一个不犯罪、是一个完全的生命。
To demonstrate that the life within us is.
只要我们学习，就是耶稣一再告诉我们。 住在主的里面，住在主的里面。
So that's why in 1 John chapter 3 it says that we need to dwell.
当一个人学习住在主的里面的时候，自然而然里面那个义的生命在外面就表明出来，就显明出来，来说明他是一个义人。
When we dwell in the Lord and we live out the life that is within us, then we can testify that the life within us.
所以使徒才说行义的才是个义人。
That's why the apostle says only one who does righteous. Who practices righteousness.
所以这些都是讲到一个实际生活这种经历。
So this tells a truth about the life.
那第二方面，他是讲到一个借着彼此相爱的生活来显明我们是神的儿女，是一个蒙爱的儿女。
The second aspect of the life is that we should love one another to demonstrate that life we have within us is one of love.
我们知道。 彼此相爱是主耶稣要离开世界之前对门徒所说的话的一个吩咐，一个命令。
We know that this command to love one another is one of the things that the Lord Jesus commanded his disciples before he left.
约翰福音十三章记载，当逾越节之前，主耶稣在一个晚餐的里面。
We know that in the Last Supper in John chapter 13,
他在那里为门徒洗脚。
He there washed the feet of his disciples.
然后他就对门徒说：“我是你们主，是你们夫子，尚且洗你们脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。”
So if I then the Lord and teacher washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
然后主耶稣对他们说：“你们中间有一个人要卖我，就是那个犹大。”
And then he said, "One of you will betray me," which was Judas.
主耶稣对那个靠着他胸怀的那个使徒约翰说：“我沾饼给谁？” 谁就是要卖我的。
And he said to the apostle John who was leaning against him, the whom I give this morsel that I dip to is the one who will betray me.
所以主耶稣就蘸了一点饼递给那个加勒里西门的儿子犹大。
So he dipped the bread and gave it to the son of Simon Iscariot, Judas.
他吃了以后呢，撒旦就进了他的心。
And when Judas ate it, then Satan entered into his heart.
主耶稣就对他说，你要所要做的事情，你快去做吧。
Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly."
然后犹大受了一点饼以后呢，立刻就出去了。神告诉我们说，那时候就是夜间了。
And when Judas took the bread and ate it, he left. And the Bible tells us that.
那就是一个黑暗掌权的一个时刻了。
It was night where the dark was.
然后主耶稣等犹大出去以后，他就说：“人如今人子得了荣耀，神在他人子身上也得了荣耀。”
And therefore, when Judas had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him."
然后后面讲到两件事情，头一件事情就是讲到你们要彼此相爱。
And then the Lord Jesus said two things. The first one is you should also love one another.
而第二件事情提到彼得要卖主耶稣的事情。
And the second was when Peter would betray the Lord as well.
从14章到16章，主耶稣对门徒讲了一段非常长的话。 从14章到16章。
So from chapters 14 through 16, there's this long passage.
然后17章就有主耶稣的一个祷告。
And 17 is the Lord's Prayer.
而在主耶稣对门徒最后讲话里面，头一件事情刚提到说，头一件事情就是讲到你们彼此相爱。
So the We said that the Lord Jesus said two things before all this. And
我怎样爱你们，你们也要彼此，你们要怎样相爱。
Was to love one another. And says, as I have loved you, you also love one another.
你们若是有彼此相爱心的，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
If you have this love for one another, then the whole world will know that you are my disciples.
这是主耶稣离世之前对门徒的头一个命令，或者说头一个吩咐。
So this is the first promise or command that the Lord Jesus had given to his disciples.
为什么主耶稣在那里命令门徒们呢？
So why did he command this of his disciples?
因为他们是一般蒙主爱的一般人。
Because they are a group of people that have received the Lord's love.
因为他们是得到这个爱的生命的一般人。
They are a group of people that have received this life of God.
所以在第四章第四节来告诉我们说，你们若是彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。 凡有爱心的都是从神生的。
So it says, you love one another, and all of those who are born of God have this love within them.
所以彼此相爱就见证，就显明我们是从神生的儿女。
So if we have this love for one another, it testifies that we are born of God.
是说的，先说到我们是有不犯罪的生命在我们里面，所以我们能够行公义。
First, the apostle tells us that we have this life that does not sin. That's why we can do righteous things.
现在借着彼此相爱，来见证我们是从神生的，我们是神的儿女，有爱的生命住在我们里面。
So by loving one another, we testify that we have this new life within us, that we are God's children.
他说行义的人，就显出一个不犯罪，就显出他是神的儿女，或是魔鬼的儿女。
So one who practices righteousness shows whether he is the son of God or the son of.
所以他说，若是不爱弟兄，也是如此。
So he says, if you do not love your brothers.
说一个爱弟兄的人，他就显明他是神的儿女。
So someone who loves his brothers shows that he is God's.
一个不爱弟兄的人，就显明他是魔鬼的儿女，他不是属神，他乃是属恶者。
And one who does not love his brother shows that he is a son of the evil one.
我们知道，在地上每一个人常常是借他生活，要显明他是谁，他的身份是什么。We
know that in the world, the life that we live shows who we are.
现在使徒告诉我们说，我们要借着现在彼此的相爱，要显明我们到底是神的儿女，我还是魔鬼的儿女，我们是属神的还是属恶者的。
So in this matter of loving one another, it testifies whether we belong to the Lord or we belong to the evil one.
我想彼此相爱在这个时代，在地上神的教会更是需要神恢复过来的一个真理。
So I think that this matter of loving one another is something that the Lord needs to revive in His church today.
因为在这末了时代混乱邪恶的时代里面。
Is in these last days, this crooked and perverse generation.
正如主耶稣说，在末世的时候，人爱心慢慢冷淡了。
The Lord says, in the last days, the people's love will grow cold.
因着许多不法事情发生，神的儿女爱心慢慢就失去了。
Because many things that should not occur are happening.
所以使徒说，你们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们起初从起初所听见的。
So the Apostle John says, you should love one another, and this is the message which you have heard from the beginning.
你们从起初所听见的,
what you have heard from the beginning.
就说你们要回到起初神的心意里面,
you have to return to the beginning when you first
我们看见是,
know the Lord.
门徒们起初他们光景如何呢?
So when we look back and see, how did the apostles start?
我们去读使徒行传，当教会被产生以后,
when we read Acts after the church was first established,
我们看见那些门徒们他们在那里重新的遵守使徒的教训,
we see that the church there was dedicated to the teaching of the apostles.
他们在彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They were fellowshipping together and breaking bread.
他们在那房屋公用，把他们钱财卖了，拿到使徒的脚钱，然后按照着个人所需要分给个人。
They shared all that they had among themselves. They sold all their belongings and they.
他们同心合意在那，没有一个人说东西是他自己的。
And it says that in the congregation of those who believed were one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him
was
but all things were common property.
So we see in
the very beginning, this love for one another was very apparent. So therefore, the work of the Holy Spirit was extremely powerful among
us.
And so the Lord was saving people every day among through the work of
the Lord. I
think this is something that the Lord wants to revive in the last days. He doesn't want to recover the way of life.
来说恢复起初那彼此相爱的那个里面的心那个爱的灵
but to revive the love for one another
应该在那彼此分享主给他的恩典
and there they can share all of the grace that the Lord has given to each one
在那彼此能够接纳彼此能够爱你的服侍
there in love for one another they can help each other
我们看见今天地上的教会
We see the church here.
我们看见许多不和睦的光景，甚至有分裂事情发生。
We see there's much dissent and separation.
都不是真理出了问题。
And none of these problems are.
乃是人里面爱心出了问题。
But because of the lack of love.
因为人里面没有爱，缺少爱。
Because people are missing love.
所以一点的事情呢，就造成很大难处。
Because then. Some small things become a big problem.
所以人常常来到聚会里面说, 教会没有爱心,
so people would come to church and say, you know, the church has no love and this person doesn't have love.
好像别人都亏欠了我一样,
as if everyone else had offended me.
不觉得好像我们是亏欠了别人,
and not seeing that it's I who has offended others.
罗马书13章那里有一句话告诉我们,
so in Romans chapter 13, there's this.
他说凡事不可亏欠别人,
it says, owe nothing to anyone.
这就是讲到一个行公义的生活。
It talks about a life of living
底下,
righteously.
他说, 你们要彼此相爱, 常, 唯有彼此相爱, 常以为亏欠。
You should love one another.
常以为亏欠, 常以为亏欠。
And this is... Yeah, you should owe nothing to one another except to love one another.
我们也要有公义的生活,
and there you would live a righteous life.
一方面在彼此相爱里面，我们常常觉得我们实在很多亏欠, 就是说我们实在做了不够, 我们爱的不够。
In this way, then we would, if we only owe one another love, we could feel that, oh, I still owe you.
我们在爱事情上亏欠的弟兄姊妹，亏欠了别人。
And by owing one another love.
若是人常存着这样亏欠的心, 你看今天教会的光景会很大的不同。
And if everyone had this attitude about love, then how different would the church be?
他就愿意更多的追求爱, 更多愿意把爱分享出去。
They would pursue love for one another and even more and be willing to give out more love.
有一个人他, 来到一个新的聚会。
A person came to a new congregation.
他第一次去的时候呢, 没有人跟他打招呼, 然后他来就回去了。
When he first went there, no one said hi to him, and then he just left.
他又解释说, 这个教会实在没有爱心, 我来, 头次来怎么都没有人跟我打招呼。
And he said to himself, this church has no love in it. When I first went, no one greeted me.
下个礼拜他还是来。
But he went back again a second time.
结果还是没有人跟他打招呼, 所以他就很失望, 就离开了。
And again, no one greeted him, so he felt very disappointed and then he just left again.
那, 在第三次他又来了。
And the third time, he went to that congregation.
他说这一次就给这个教会最后一个机会。
And so this is the last chance for this church.
看看这个教会是不是有爱心的教会。
Let me see if this church really has any love in it.
就没有想到, 居然还是没有人跟他打招呼。
And then it turned out no one greeted him again.
所以他就准备要走了。
And he was getting ready to leave.
就快走到门口的时候, 有一个人过来跟他打招呼。
And as he was walking out the door, someone walked up to him and greeted him.
他心里就想, 啊, 这个人一定是在这边聚会很多年了。
And he thought to himself, oh, this person must have been gathering here for a long time.
不然他一定是一个负责弟兄。
And he has to be a responsible brother.
所以他就问这个弟兄说,
So he asked his brother,
哎, 弟兄你在这聚会很久了吧?
And he asked him, oh, brother, have you gathered here for a long time?
那个人怎么回答他呢?
And how did this brother respond to him?
那个弟兄说, 我今天是第一次来。
And my brother responded, this is my first day here.
弟兄姊妹好像这是个笑话。
This sounds like a joke. If everyone had this desire to love one another, how different would the church be today?
有一个人到一个地方，他也是找一个地方要去聚会。
Another brother went to look for a place to gather.
他找很多地方，他都不满意。
He went to all various different congregations and he wasn't satisfied with anyone.
最后他找到一个地方，他觉得哇，这个教会实在太好了，太完全了。
And finally, he found a place and said, "Oh, this place is perfect."
那他就对那牧师讲说，哎，你这个教会实在太完全了，我要在那边聚会。So
he went to the pastor there and said, "This is the perfect church for me. I want to gather here."
你知道那个牧师怎么回答他吗？
And how did the pastor reply to him?
是不是感谢主？对你找对了地方。
Did the pastor say, "Yes, give thanks to the Lord. You found the right place."
那牧师回答他说，
The pastor said to him,
你来了以后，我们这边就变成不完全了。
As soon as you join us, then this place is no longer perfect.
所以弟兄姊妹，彼此相爱，这不是一个道理。彼此相爱不是一个道理。
Loving one another is not a It's not a fear.
我们要常常觉得在爱的事情上，我们是要满了许多亏欠的。
We have to feel that we are truly lacking in this.
的确，许多神恩在来到聚会当中，没有人去关心他，没有人去跟他打招呼。
Many brothers come and attend meetings, and no one goes to greet them.
那么好像来的时候带着个盼望来，结果回去是带一个失望回去。
They come with this hope, but they return home.
This
tells us that we are truly lacking.
所以主才说我们要回到那个起初。
That's why the Lord says you have to return to the beginning.
起初这是神主耶稣的吩咐的命令。
This is the commandment from the Lord Jesus.
所以他底下就讲，
So he continues to say,
他说不可像该隐，他是属那恶者。
Says, not as Cain, who was of the evil one.
他杀了他的兄弟, 为什么杀了他呢?
And he slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay?
因自己的行为是恶的, 兄弟的行为是善的。
Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous.
为什么该隐是一个属恶者的人?
Why does Cain belong to the evil one?
为什么该隐杀了他的弟兄呢?
Why did Cain kill his brother?
他说因自己的行为是恶的。
The Bible tells us that because his own deeds were evil.
到底该隐行了什么恶事？
And what evil deeds did Cain commit?
我们若是去读创世纪第十章，
When we read Genesis chapter 4，
我们看见亚当的两个儿子亚伯跟该隐在那边献祭给神。
We see Adam's two sons, Cain and Abel, giving.
亚伯他是牧羊的，该隐他是种地的。
Abel was a keeper of the flock, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
该隐把他地里的出产呢带到神面前来奉献给神。
Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground.
亚伯把
Abel on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portion. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering.
就甘引就大怒,
so Cain became very angry and his countenance fell.
神问他说,
and the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry?
你为什么脸变色呢? 你若行得好,
and why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, won't you be lifted up?
甘引他这么献祭, 神说你行得, 若是行得好,
so the Lord said, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up?
甘引这么奉献, 怎么会行得不好呢?
Cain was giving an offering. What did he do that was...
为什么他是个属恶者的人呢?
Why was he considered evil?
因为他在那里把地里的出产献给神的时候,
because when he offered up the fruit of the ground to the Lord,
他在说到他是一个在那努力靠自己有个好行为愿意来到神面前,
he's testifying that he is relying upon himself through his own good deeds.
他觉得他是有功德, 他是凭着良心做事的一个人,
he thinks that he is justifying himself.
他在那汗流满面耕地就把地里的生产 带到神面前,
he worked hard himself to give these things, the fruit of the ground, to the Lord, and the Lord was not.
神说，然后说使徒在这里解释说他行为是恶的。
The Apostle John here explains that his deeds were evil.
我们说他在讲这个行为是恶，还不是讲他杀弟兄这件事情。
We know that when the Apostle here writes that Cain's deeds were evil,
it's not about
killing his
brother. 因为他有讲说为什么杀他弟兄，因为他行为是恶的。
Because he asked, what reason did he slay his brother? Because his deeds were evil.
所以很显然，杀弟兄之前，他行为表现出来，他是一个恶的，是一个属恶者。
So even before he murdered his brother, his deeds were already testifying that he was.
因为他在那献祭的时候，神说你行的不好，你行的是一个恶事。
Because when he gave this offering, the Lord said to him, "You're not doing good."
他没有看见他是一个属肉体的人，在他里面没有良善的一个人。
He did not recognize that in he belonged to the flesh, and that he in him there was nothing good.
主耶稣在路加福音18章也是讲到一个比喻.
In Luke chapter 18, Lord Jesus also gave this comparison.
他所讲到有两个人上个殿里去祷告.
He said there were two people that went into the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏.
One was a Pharisee, and one was a tax collector.
他们都来到神面前祷告，都来到神面前献祭.
They both came before the Lord to pray and to give offering.
那个法利赛人就在那里，圣经告诉我们说，他是自言自语的在那边说。
And so the Bible tells us that the Pharisee was standing there and praying to himself.
他说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，不像这个税吏。
Says God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I fast twice a week.
我将一切所得的献上十分之一。
I pay tithes of all that I get.
我们看他的祷告，他的献祭好像非常不错，是不是？
When we see his prayer and his offering seems to be, pretty good, right?
结果是借他的祷告说出他是一个属恶者的人。
But it is through his prayer that it shows that he belongs to the evil one.
说出他里面是一个犯罪的生命，是个自以为骄傲的一个生命。
It shows that his life was is evil, his self righteousness.
这就是盖恩所献的.
This is the same offering that Cain gave.
所以圣经才告诉我们说他为什么杀兄弟呢?
So the Bible tells us why did Cain?
因为他所行的是个恶事.
Because what he had done was evil.
他在那里借献祭来说明他里面是一个恶的生命在他里面.
Through his offering to the Lord, it shows us that his life was evil within him.
他充满了自义，他充满了骄傲，他们轻看别人。
He was filled with self-righteousness and pride, and he looked down upon others.
这样的人来到神面前，神怎么能够悦纳他呢？
Such a person coming before the Lord, how can the Lord accept him?
另外一个人税吏。
The other person in Luke, the tax collector.
他是远远地站在那里，连举目望天也不敢。
But the tax collector standing some distance away was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven.
他不敢靠近神。
He didn't want to draw near to the Lord. He knew that he was a sinner and he didn't have standing to come before the Lord.
他不敢望天, 他不敢看着神, 面对神自己,
he wouldn't even want to look to heaven. He knows that he himself is a sinner.
所以他在捶胸说, 神啊, 开恩可怜我这个罪人吧。
But he was standing there beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
主耶稣就说, 我告诉你, 你们, 这人回家, 比那人倒算为义了。
The Lord Jesus says, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went to his house justified rather than the other.
因为这个人在那里祷告, 在那里献祭的时候,
when everyone was there praying, and
offering, 他不敢凭他自己,
he did not rely upon himself.
就像亚伯在献祭的时候,
like Abel, when he gave his offering,
他献上羔羊,
he offered up.
他只能靠主耶稣基督的救赎,
he can only rely upon the Lord Jesus.
他只能靠主耶稣基督的血才能够来到神面前来亲近他,
he can only rely upon the blood of the Lord.
他在那献上自由, 献上自由,
he offered up the fat.
他只能靠主耶稣那美好的生命,丰盛的生命来到神面前。
He only relied upon the Lord Jesus' full and precious life.
他所有不过是个罪恶。
And he knew all that he had was just sin.
所以我们看见亚伯在那里的献祭,神就看重,神就悦纳了。
So we see there that Abel's offering, the Lord accepted.
神就称他为义了。
And he justified him.
而这个该隐呢,
and Cain,
借着他的献祭,
by his offering,
不过说出他是一个属恶者的人,
it showed that he belonged to the evil one.
他不是属神的人,
he did not belong to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们今天也是一样,
so brothers and sisters, today we are the same.
我们来到神面前,
when we come before the Lord,
没有一个人是靠自己,
not one of us should rely on
完全是主耶稣白白的救恩,
it is all by the Lord Jesus' free grace.
我们不敢靠别的,
we dare not rely upon anything else except the Lord Jesus, the solid rock.
因着亚伯的信心,
the faith of Abel's.
神就称他为义,
the Lord called him righteous.
所以希伯来书11章在那里见证说, 亚伯因着信得被神称为义。
So in Hebrews 11 it says, Abel relying on the Lord, God,
就是神指着他所献的祭物所做的见证。
Because of the offering that he gave, it testified to his righteousness.
所以亚伯能够被神称义因着他的信心。
And so the Lord considered him righteous because of his faith.
那底下紧接着使徒说, 弟兄们, 世人若恨你们, 不要以为稀奇。
Continuing on, the apostle says, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you.
他讲到该隐亚伯事情的时候, 他紧接着说, 亲爱弟兄们, 弟兄们, 若有, 世人若恨你们, 你们不要以为稀奇。
Following after the story about Cain and Abel, he says, don't be surprised if the world hates you.
这说到今天世人对基督徒被神称义的人他们的态度是如何?
It tells us of the attitude of the world towards those who belong to the Lord.
在约翰福音15章, 主耶稣也告诉门徒说, 世人若恨你们, 你们知道恨你们以先, 他们已经先恨了我。
In John chapter 15, it says, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me.
是因为你们不属世界, 所以世界就恨你们。
It is because you do not belong to the world that the world hates you.
他们是属世界, 他们是属恶者, 他们是属魔鬼的。
They belong to the world. They belong to the evil one. They belong to Satan.
他们是站在和神对立的一个地位上。
They stand in a position opposed to God.
所以这些属神的人, 这些被神所称义的人, 他们同样的态度来对待他们。
And so those who belong to the Lord, they treat in the same manner as they treated the Lord.
这个恨不是说他们好像很明显的在那里仇恨你, 好像要来杀你, 要来对付你, 不, 我想不一定是这样的情形。
The hate here, I don't think is this overt malice.
但是他们听到你是一个神的儿女, 是一个基督徒的时候,
when they hear that you are a child of God, that you
are a Christian,
in their heart there will be this change in their attitude.
Because
they know that when Christians speak, all they
talk about is
that everyone is a sinner and that if you have to believe in the Lord, and these people are so narrow-minded that all the other religions are wrong, only they think
they're wrong.
They hate Christians not because
反而是他们行为是善的,
but because Christians do righteousness.
正如该隐为什么恨他兄弟亚伯呢? 不是因为他行为是恶。
Why did Cain kill his brother? Not because Abel did evil things.
是因为他兄弟行为是善的。
But because his brother's deeds were righteous.
这个善直接话应该是说他行为是义的。 他行为是义的。
Okay, so the Chinese translation, his brother's deeds were good. And it should say his brother's deeds were righteous.
这些属神的儿女, 这些被神称义的人, 他们行为是义的。 他们行为是义的。
So the world hates Christians because our deeds are good.
借他们生活显明的说明世人都有罪。
And by their righteous life, they testify the rest of the world.
借他们献祭让人看见, 只有靠主耶稣基督, 神的羔羊, 人的罪才得赦免。
As in Abel's sacrifice, only relying upon the Lord Jesus can anyone be saved.
自然而然，人听到这些话的时候，他们就有一个敌对态度，他们觉得不以为然。
So when the world hears this, they'll have this attitude with
them. 他们就觉得不舒服。
That there's something uncomfortable.
他们就不会喜欢你。
And they won't like you.
这就是世人恨你们，你们不要以为稀奇。
So that's why the Apostle John says, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you.
若是我们和那些不信的朋友，你若是不谈主耶稣的话，大家相安无事。
Just like if you have unbelieving friends, if you don't talk about Jesus, you know, everything will be fine.
你若是认真谈主耶稣基督的事情,
if you diligently speak about the Lord Jesus,
争辩就来了,
then a dissension will occur.
敌对态度就来了,
this attitude of opposition will
occur. 他们从内心里面就恨你。
And they will begin to hate you from the depths of their heart. And from within them, they'll begin to dislike you. Because their deeds were righteous.
所以使徒他继续告诉我们说, 我们因为爱弟兄就晓得已经出死入生了。
Because we love the brethren, we show that we are born from God.
没有爱心的人住在死亡中。
He who does not love abides in death.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们是从死亡里面出来呢？
Brothers and sisters, when did we leave death?
什么时候我们是出死入生呢？
When were we born again?
我们是若是读《约翰福音》第五章，那也很清楚地告诉我们。
We read John chapter 5, it very clearly tells us.
那听我话又信那差我来者的就永生住在他们里面。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
他们就不再定罪，已经出死入生了。
And does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
当我们相信主耶稣的那一刻,
the moment we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们相信他是神所差来的那一位救主。
The moment we believe that He is the Savior sent from God, then we will not come under judgment, but we will pass out of death into life.
但是，主在这里却告诉我们说，我们爱弟兄，我们就晓得已经出死入生了。
So the apostle here tells us that when we love the brethren, we know that we have passed out of death.
你若是没有爱心，没有爱弟兄，你还没有出死入生，你仍然是住在死中。
If you do not love the brethren, then you haven't left death yet. You're still in.
后面还说，恨人就是杀人，杀人了没有永生住在他里面。
He continues on to say, everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们是出死入生了没有？到底我们有永生住在我们里面？
Brothers, have we truly passed out of death into life? Do we really have eternal life within us?
就是使徒话，像我们还没有，若是我们没有爱心的话，我们仍然是在死亡里面，永生没有住在我们里面，是不是？
If here's by the apostles' words that if we do not love the brethren, then we are still in death. We haven't left yet.
我一再强调，使徒所写《约翰一书》呢，是讲到一个生命经历的事情。
Do you say that the Apostle John's writings here are about the experience of life?
在他的福音书里面，约翰福音是告诉我们怎样呢才能出死入生。The
Gospel of John tells us how to pass through death into life.
只要我们相信主耶稣基督，我们确信我们已经出死入生的人，永生住在我们里面。
As long as we believe, then we will have already passed out of death into life. We will no longer be coming into judgment.
但是他在他书信里面呢，在告诉我们，我们怎样，我们的确在地位上，我们是出死入生的人呀。But
in his letters, it is true that we have passed out of death into life.
那我们怎样来经历这个出死入生的事情呢？
Then how can we experience this passing out of death into life?
那是借着我们彼此相爱的这个经历。It
is by loving one another.
所以一个人若是在那里有爱弟兄的心的时候，他在那里再次经历到他是一个出死入生的人。So
when we love one another, we can experience that we have passed out of death.
他再次经历到永生的确是住在他里面。Then
he can experience that he truly has eternal life within him.
而一个没有爱心的人。 使徒告诉我们说，他仍住在死中。
The apostle here says that he who does not have love still abides in death.
就是地位来说，他是从死亡里面出来呀。From
one standpoint, it is true that he has passed out of death.
但就实际的情形里面，他因着没有爱，他仍然在活在死亡的里面。But
because he does not have love, it is still as if he is living in death.
这个就是撒迪教会的光景。
This is the condition of the Church of Sardis.
就是地位来说，撒底他是一个蒙恩的儿女。From
one point of view, it is true that the Church of Sardis are all children.
按着名义来说，他是有生命，他是活的。By
name, they have life; they are alive.
但实际的情形，他是在这个死亡的里面。But
in practice, they are still in death.
因为他没有活在这个生命里面，他好像仍然是活在那个死亡里面，好像一个没有永生生命住在他里面的人有光景。Because
they have not demonstrated the life, they are still abiding in death. They don't. It appears as if they don't have eternal life.
所以感谢主，我们这些相信主耶稣基督的，我们知道我们从死已经过了，我们进到生命的里面。We
give thanks to the Lord that all of us have eternal life within us, that we have passed through death into life.
那么我们怎么很确定、很真实的经历到我们是出死入生的人呢？
How can we be sure that we have passed through death into life?
借着彼此相爱的生活。
By loving one another.
当我们有个彼此相爱的生活的时候，我们在那里经历到我们第一次出死入生了。
When we live out this life, we can testify that we have passed through death into life.
我们是一个有永生的人。
That we are people that have eternal life.
所以他底下继续告诉我们说，主用我们舍命，从此就知道何为爱。We
know love by this that he laid down his life for us.
在这一章里面有三，中文有三次讲到说从此从此。In
the Chinese, it repeats this phrase. We know, although this is.
第一处呢是讲到一个不犯罪的人。 一个行义的人，他从此就知道，就显明他是属神的儿女，或是他是属魔鬼的。Chapter 10，verse 10。By
this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother.
当一个人咱们行义的时候，不犯罪的时候，从此。 他就显明，他的确是神的儿女，他不是魔鬼的儿女，他是属神的，他不是属那恶者。When
anyone practices righteousness, it demonstrates that he belongs to the Lord and not to the devil.
在这里，当我们看见主耶稣为我们舍命的时候，我们就从此知道什么是爱。So
in verse 16, we know love by this. That the Lord laid down His life for us.
都是主没有为我们舍命，我们不知道什么是爱。当主耶稣为我们舍命的时候，从此我们就知道何为爱。
Before the Lord died, we did not know what love really was. But when He died for us, then we know, can see the love that He has for us. And the third, by this.
他说, 小子们啊, 我们相爱, 不要再只在言语和舌头上, 总要在行为和诚实上。
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth.
若是我们相爱有在实际行为上的时候,
if we live in deed and truth,
他说, 从此我们就知道我们是属真理的。
We will know by this that we are of the truth.
那就说，从因此我们有爱的实际的生活行为的时候，从此我们就能够确定的，我们是属真理的，我们是属真实的。When
we love one another and we live that life, then we will know that we belong to the truth.
我们心在神面前就能安稳。And
then our hearts will be assured before the Lord.
我们在神面前我们就坦然无惧。And
before the Lord, we will have this confidence.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都讲到我们。 属于生活上很实际的一种经历。
So brothers, this tells us of this very real spiritual reality.
当我们在爱，只是在言语上、舌头上说我们是爱彼此相爱的人。
If we just say with our tongues that we are people that
love one another. 而不是在实际行为上表现出来。
But we don't express that through the way we live.
我们仍然是一个不是属真理的人。
And we are people that don't belong to
truth.
We won't be in the truth.
只有在实际爱、相爱的行为表现里面，我们才能够确定我们的确是属真理的。But
only in deed and in truth can we prove that we love one another.
我们里面的生命是一个真实的生命。
That the life we have within us is real.
并且我们在我们心在神面前，我们就可以坦然了。
And then when we come before the Lord, we will have the confidence.
不错，当我们得救的那一时刻
，It's true that the moment we believe and are saved，
因着主耶稣的血，我们可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
When we are covered by His blood, we can come boldly before the Lord.
我们知道神不再定我们罪，我们可以放心的，我们大胆的来到神面前来亲近他。
We know that our sins are forgiven, and we are justified before the Lord, and we can come boldly before the Lord.
但是我们怎样实际到，实际经历到，我们的确是坦然无惧，我们里面没有亏欠呢？我们可以安心的来到神面前。But
how can we be certain that we are truly saved?
那是借着我们实际的生活了吧，把它显明出来。It
is by the reality of the life that we live.
若是我们没有这样生活，实际显明出来，我们来到神面前的时候，我们里面没有平安。
If we don't live the life that we have within us, then we won't have this peace within our.
我们里面受了控告。And
we may have this accusation within us.
因为我们在那里没有遵守他的命令，来顺从他的命令。Because
we wouldn't have been faithful to the Lord's command.
我们没有在那行他所喜的事情。We
will not have done things that are pleasing to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，约翰书信是讲到我们生活实际各方面的情形。So
brothers and sisters, the Gospel of John talks about
生活实际的情形。
The reality of life.
所以当我们在生活上 多少少有些经历的时候,
so when we have some of these experiences, more or less,
我们就更确定我们是有神生命的一般人,
then we can be more certain that we are.
我们更确定我们是被神所称义的人.
We are more certain that we have.
我们是神的儿女.
That we are His children.
我们知道我们都是蒙了大爱的一般人.
We know that we are people that have received great love from the Lord.
现在这些真理 都要成为我们实际的生活经历。
And so now these truths in the letters of John will become reality in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我一开头就告诉弟兄姊妹说， 若是真理没有实际的经历， 真理对我们来说益处不是很大。
So as I said when I started this series of messages, if we do not experience this truth, then just knowing the truth doesn't have a great deal.
这个就是为什么许多神的儿女常常提到真理的时候，提到许多神的教义、教训的时候。
This is why when many brothers and sisters, when they talk about the truth and
他常常觉得这些都是道理，这些都是理论。
They feel that all these things are just doctrine.
这些都是做不到的。
They're all things that we can't accomplish.
不错，按照我们本性来说， 没有一个人可以达到神的, 要求, 能够照神的心意去生活。
It's true that through our own labors and our own efforts, we cannot live up to God's
word. 但是都是我们凭着信心, 靠着主恩典。
But if by faith and relying upon God's grace,
我们学习不靠我们自己。
And we learn not to rely upon ourselves.
神慢慢一点一点的就会做工在我们身上。
And the Lord will slowly, bit by bit, work in our lives.
让我们慢慢能够体会，经历到这些话都是真实的话。
And we'll be able to say that these words are true.
因为这些话都要成为我们生命的经历。
Because these words will become our life experience.
若是我们存着个不信的恶心，存着个不信的恶心。
If we put off this evil, unbelieving heart,
我们一直觉得这些都是道理的话。
And if someone considers all these things to just be words,
神就让这些真理就一直成为我们的道理。
The Lord will make all these words true to us.
我们就不容从真理里面得到真实的益处。
And we will receive the benefit from knowing.
因为我们觉得神的话是一个道理而已。
So,
say if you consider the word of God as theory only, and that will make sure that it will remain theory only.
Okay. So, if we consider the word of God to just be theory, then the Lord will make sure that His word remains only.
若我们靠着一个简单的信心，我们相信他的话都是真理，都是真实的。
But if by simple faith we consider His words to be true,
神会帮助我们，会带领我们。
The Lord will help us and guide us.
一步一步的经历这些真理, 这些真实的话,
and He will help us step by step to experience the truth.
这样我们信心就一点一点被建立起来,
and our faith would be built up.
我们生命就一点慢慢就在成长,
and our life would grow.
我们生活就慢慢把那个里面的真实的生命就把它显明出来,
and we'll be able to demonstrate the life that we have within us.
那就见证我们的确是神的儿女。
We would testify that we are truly children of God.
见证我们的确是神所称义的义人。
And testify that we are a people with a life of righteousness. Because only a righteous person can practice righteousness. And only a person who has the love of God within them can live a life of love.
望求神是要恩待我们。
We truly ask the Lord to be gracious.
我们承认我们今天仍然是满了许多欠缺。
We know that today we are truly lacking in many areas.
但是我们感谢神,
we give thanks to the Lord.
只要我们愿意在神面前有一颗心愿,
as long as we have this heart to pursue the Lord,
我们愿意更多认识追求他,
and we truly want to learn and pursue Him,
愿意更多得到这个丰盛的生命,
and to more receive this fullness of life,
神的恩典在我们身上就显得多,
then the Lord's grace would exhibit more and more within us.
我们属灵生命就能够成长。
And then our life will be able to grow.
我们信心在那就能够被建立起来。
And our life will be built up.
我们就很确信说我们是神的儿女。
And we'll with certainty say that we are God's children.
我们是有盼望的一般人。
And we are people filled with hope.
我们今天借着生活显明我们和世人是不一样的一种人。
And the life that we live will testify that we are different from the rest of the world.
我们是有盼望的人。
We have hope.
因为神的救恩最终要把我们带到荣耀国度里面。
Because in the end, the Lord will bring us into His glorious kingdom. This is the greatest grace that the Lord has given to us.
我们感谢他,
give thanks to Him.
我们把荣耀归给他,
and give glory to Him.
请弟兄当作结束祷告。
Our brother, please say a concluding prayer.
Let's 让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Lord, 但愿你的话像早晨的甘露一样的来临到我们的心里。
Lord, we pray that your word would be like the morning dew and enter into our hearts.
你的话是满有生命, 满有力量。
Your word is filled with life and power.
但愿, 我们能够, 有信心来接受,
Lord, we hope that we have the faith to receive the word.
并且，我们的心能够像好土一样，使你的话能够扎根在我们的里面。
That our hearts would be like good soil, that your word would take root within us.
让我们能够渴慕那个义的生命。生命在基督里的那义的生命。
We would truly desire the life of righteousness that the Lord has for us.
把那个饥渴慕义的心也赐给我们。
Give us a heart that desires you.
使我们能够靠着你的恩典和信心，能活出义的生命，并且能够活出彼此相爱的生活。
By your grace, let us live a life that practices righteousness and that we would have love one for another.
所以让世人看见我们就能够认出我们是基督的门徒。
So if the world sees us, they would recognize us as the Lord Jesus' disciples.
并且让我们自己也能经历你的话语的实在和真实。
That we would be able ourselves to experience the reality and truth of your word.
如果我们中间还有人不觉得你的话是够真实的，但愿你赐下那悔改的心，让我们能够悔改。
If anyone among us feels that your word is not real enough, please give us a heart of repentance to turn back.
使我们能够在你面前实在是能够领受你为我们预备的那个丰富。
That we would be able to receive all the fullness that you have prepared for us.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen. 我们今天是八月的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday in August.
时间过得很快，我们刚刚这2013年还刚刚觉得